Blog Talk Radio.
Excited about getting to talk to you. It's been a while.
Before we actually get into things, there are a couple of people on the line that want to talk to you. There's a couple people
on.
Oh,
cool.
So I'll bring them on real quick. Hold on just one second.
All right, sounds good.
Hold on just one second. 724, you're on.
Hey, Megan, how are you? This is Pat.
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Great, great, great. Just a real quick question for you. Any idea when that CD of yours is going to drop?
Well, it is still in the works, and there's no actual date, but I can tell you it is very, very soon. hopefully, assuming all goes well, it will be very, very soon. I know it's been a long time coming, but we are working on it, hopefully within the next couple months here.
All right. Any idea when I can pre-order mine?
Hopefully, I don't know, hopefully soon. I don't want to say, like, a date and then it get pushed back again and then, you know, but hopefully,
right.
Hopefully soon.
All right, and seeing everybody knows you're a huge Joint Cash fan, I do got one more question before I let you go. Besides Joint Cash, who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of music?
Ooh. Besides Johnny Cash, okay, that's hard because I love Johnny Cash. I know she's not really country anymore, but I am still a big Taylor Swift fan. I really like her. I feel like I should have a cooler answer than that, though. Johnny Cash would be my go-to, but I do actually look up to Taylor Swift a lot, so maybe Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was hoping for maybe a little Usher in there, too.
A little who?
Usher.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard to pick.
I'll let you get back to the show, and thanks for letting me call in, Cody, and I'll stay on the line and listen.
All right, good to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Good to talk to you, and I'll see you in June, Megan.
Bye, thanks.
Bye. One more caller for you. Call on this one.
All right.
347, your own.
Yes, hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hey, it's Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Craig?
Very good. I know I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It has been a little bit. How have you been doing?
I've been surviving, just working a lot. But I know that I will. Yeah, work's getting a little busy. It happens. It happens. But you're busy too. Well, when school starts up again, but I will be seeing you, coming to see you at the Row on the day after my birthday, the 14th.
Oh, yay. Your birthday is the 14th?
Actually, it's the 13th. But I'm going to be there that whole weekend.
Oh, well, cool. Well, we can have a birthday celebration at the Row.
I'd love to do that.
Yes, let's do that for sure.
I look forward to it. So,
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes, I'm excited about it. Quick question. I didn't know that you were coming out with a CD.
Yes.
How many songs do you anticipate being on it? And if so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Probably around 4, maybe more, but probably around 4. So it'll be just kind of like a short little EP, but something to get some music out there.
Oh. Has it been any? Are there any new songs that you haven't released yet on the EP?
Yes, actually, there are some songs that I think people will know because I've, you know, put them out and stuff, and then there are some that I have not done any recordings of, but I have played live, so if people watch Periscope, and then there is one that I have not played live that I think is going to be on the CD, so that'll be a surprise for everybody, because even if you watch on Periscope, it's not even been played there, so, and it's not posted anywhere, so... assuming, yeah, so hopefully there'll be one little surprise on there. I know a lot of the stuff people see, because I do play out a lot, and a lot of that stuff I put up places, so a lot of it will not be a surprise, but there is one song specifically that that has not been heard by anyone but other than, like, myself and my mom, so That'll be fun to have a little surprise on there.
Thanks for calling in, Craig. I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Cody, for letting me call in, and talk to you soon, Megan.
Bye, Craig. It was good to talk to you.
Bye, Craig. It's always fun when fans call in, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad I got to talk to them because normally I, get to talk to them on Twitter a lot, but it's nice to get to actually talk to them and hear their voices because they're both big supporters. So,
I got to tell a quick story of the first time we actually met.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen this girl play live once, and y'all, she's just phenomenal. She's not alive.
Thank you.
I had actually made plans to be in Nashville that weekend we'd met, and something came up. I don't know exactly what, but I found myself at the Row over there in Nashville, and a couple of people that I knew were actually playing besides you. It was you and Melissa Miller that were playing that I'd known previously.
Cool.
So I walk in and in the corner of my eye, I see somebody I think looks like Megan, but I'm not exactly sure. So I walk out and I gotta tell you. You and your mother are two of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, we think you're the sweetest person we've ever met.
Well, I appreciate that. And speaking of social media and Periscope, et cetera, I've been catching a bunch of shows on Periscope. And there's three songs of yours, three originals in particular that I've grown quite fond of. A Dangerous.
Oh, really?
One Horse Town and A Whiskey and Pearls. I love those three songs
of
yours.
I'm so glad you like those. Those are probably I play those a lot. I think those tend to be people's favorites. So I'm really glad you like those. Thank you.
And also, while we're on the subject of social media, I'm not sure if we covered this last time you were on or not, but how has social media helped you in this career?
It's helped a lot, for sure. It's something that I think it's allowed me to spread my music a lot further because I only know from social media and, like both people that just called in, I wouldn't have known. Well, actually Patrick, I met him at the Row before, but I keep in touch through like all these people through social media and like, it allows me, just send out clips of my music. And even though I don't have like a CD yet or anything, even though that is coming, but it still allows me to like keep talking and keep an interaction with people about my music without, really being able to see them. And there's people all across, America, and we're all able to, or even other countries, and we're all able to connect on Twitter and stuff. And it's really cool. And also, like, Periscope has been great because now people can see me play live because I play in Nashville a lot, like multiple times a week, normally, maybe four times a week. And now people not just from Nashville are able to watch. So it's been a really cool thing and has really allowed me to spread my music further than what I would be able to.
Right. And speaking of shows, you've been a busy girl lately, haven't you?
I have. Very busy. All good things, though. It's been a good kind of busy.
I think over this, over Christmas break from school, you've played the Row like maybe three or four times a week?
I have. This week I'll be there three times, I think. And the week of Christmas, actually, I played every day that the row was open, which they closed on Christmas Day. But every other day that week, I was there. And the night on Christmas Eve, I played for 2.5 hours. So I have been there a lot for sure.
And again, going back to Periscope, Periscope is just the greatest invention, isn't it?
Yeah, I love Periscope. It took me a second to get used to it and really realize what it was, but it's been great, especially for music, because, like I said, you know, people can watch my shows that wouldn't normally be able to, or would have to, you know, fly here or drive here from far away. Now they can, you know, just tune in and they can type stuff, request songs. It's awesome. I really enjoy it.
I think we've already covered what's coming up for you, but there's a CD in the works or whatever, you know. Let me ask you this. And this is a brand new question that I just came up with. Where do you see yourself career-wise 5 years from now?
5 years from now? I hopefully doing what I'm doing now, but on a larger scale, I guess. You know, I definitely want to have more music out there. It would be nice to, you know, have an actual record deal and be touring and not just playing in Nashville and, you know, writing songs that are hopefully getting radio play and all that kind of stuff. So, just, you know, furthering what I'm doing now, just being able to do that, like, on a much bigger scale.
And I can easily see that happening. Trust me.
I hope so.
I can easily see that happening. And I will tell you this. I will tell you this, and you know this for a fact. If there's anything I can do to help you, I will.
Yes, and I do appreciate your support because, you know, sometimes it's hard, and that's the only way musicians can do it is with the support of, you know, whoever's willing to support. So I really do appreciate all the support that you've given me and, you know, just even watching videos, doing shout-outs, all that stuff. I try to say thank you a lot to people on social media, but sometimes I feel like I just don't say it enough because it really is such a huge part of, like, with my YouTube videos have been getting more views than they used to, and I know it's because of my new friends that I've made on Twitter. All those people have been sharing it and, you know, setting goals of, like, where we want to be and all that stuff, and I know it's only because of y'all that they have so many more views than I used to get. So I definitely am very, very appreciative.
I know you said that you've got your regular gig at the Row. What else is coming up for you? Any new venues or anything?
Yes, I actually have a show coming up. It is, hopefully I don't get the date wrong. I'm pretty sure it's January 16th. It's a Saturday night, though, and it's at this place called The Basement. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, but it's a pretty cool venue that I've never played before. You have heard of it? I'm really excited about playing there.
With a family in Nashville, you tend to kind of, when you're out there, and I try to go every chance I possibly get. I try and be in Nashville every chance I possibly get. So, with family in Nashville, there's a lot of places that you tend to get to know just by word of mouth, people on the street talking about these places or whatever, you know. So I've heard of The Basement. I've never been there, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a cool venue for sure. So, and it's like a much bigger stage than at the Row. It's like a full band kind of stage. So, so I'm excited to get to play there, and the people I'm playing with are really, really talented. So I'm excited to be able to share the stage with them. So, yeah, that's probably my most exciting show coming up.
And I want to mention this. A few months back, you get to open for some pretty awesome people. Drake White.
Yeah,
and all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool. Drake White, it's funny because just not too long ago, one of my friends was like, I just went and saw a Zac Brown Band and they were awesome. And I was like, oh, who opened for them? And they were like, Drake White opened up for them. And I was like, yeah, I got to open for Drake White. So it was pretty cool. Just to, you know, like share a green room with Drake White. And there were also the writers that were playing that played that night also were both amazing writers and have written a lot of pretty big songs. So it was really, really cool, and I don't really know why they let me play the show, but but I was super excited to play it, and it was really sweet of them to let me share the stage with those people because they are absolutely amazing. So it was a really fun night, and yeah, I was very excited about that for sure.
Awesome. You know, and again, you mentioned the Row, and one of the reasons I love the Row is that it's a small venue, don't get me wrong, I love the full band sound, but nothing sounds better to me than a singer and a guitar. That's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing sounds better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is cool.
That's the main reason
I
love the Row.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good for like a songwriter, you know, because it's just about
exactly.
You know, not the all the instrumentation and the whole thing. It's just about the song. So I do really like playing, you know, even there might be smaller venues, but it's also easier to meet everybody there, you know, and really make friends with the people sitting around. So yeah,
it's, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
I have a surprise for you.
All right.
My co-host just called in. So.
All right. Yay.
Hey, Em.
Hey.
What's up?
Hello.
I am in the Gardendale Raceway making a cappuccino. Actually.
Wow.
Well, you know what? We've done the show from so many weird places. Like, I've literally been in the tanning bed doing a show, Megan, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, it happened. Like, I did a show from the tanning bed. So.
Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Exactly. The show goes on the road a lot. The show goes to Walmart frequently, too.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yep. Do you have any questions for Emma?
Well, we've never talked before, but I just wanted to say hi because I didn't get to talk to you the last time you were on, and I didn't want to, like, leave him high and dry, but I just wanted to say hi and see what's going on with you and stuff like that.
Well, I'm glad to finally get to talk to you. I follow you on Twitter and stuff, but I, you know, last time I called in, I can't remember what it was, but you weren't on, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, I think I was singing somewhere. I'm not sure.
Oh, cool. I did not realize you sing.
Yeah. I do,
and
not a lot of people know that. That's, like, my secret. I'm like Hannah Montana.
That's awesome. Do you have disguise and everything that you wear?
Yeah. So I think I was actually, like, singing, like, with a bunch of buddies or something that night, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to see what's up and, like, say hi because we've never actually talked before.
Yeah,
well,
I'm glad.
About you so much, so I wanted to, like, get to know you a little.
Yeah, he's so sweet. But, yeah, we just talked about all kinds of stuff.
So what's going on with your music these days? Like, anything coming up?
Yes, I am finally recording for the first time, doing, like, a CD kind of thing, probably, like, an EP sort of. So I play out all the time, but this is the first time I'm getting, like, a good product to send out to people. So I'm excited about that. There might be some different merchandise things coming soon also. I don't know if I've mentioned that. So that's exciting. But lots of things in the works. Unfortunately, there is no specific date set for ordering any of this stuff, but it is in the works, so hopefully soon.
Well, that's, like, super exciting. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I mean, I know
about
you're excited.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. So I'm definitely excited about getting all that done. It's been busy, keeping me busy, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I was actually gonna record last year, but then, you know, I decided to move and like do my college thing first and then worry about it later.
Yeah.
And I know how stressful it is, like right at the beginning when you're trying to get everything together and how long it takes to get it all together. So totally for that.
Anyway,
I'm going to hang up and get back on the road. But I just wanted to say hi, and I'll definitely be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Yes, sounds good. I'm so glad you called.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, during the show with Amber, and I'll be completely honest with you, and the first person I've ever told about this,
hang on, you're breaking up a little bit.
I've been doing this show with him for, it'll be 2 years in March, and I'll be completely honest with you, I could not have picked a better co-host.
Yeah, she seems so sweet.
She's just an absolute doll. I mean, she's just one of the best. Anyway, there was something else I was going to ask. Let's see what it was. I've lost my train of thought again. Crap.
Happens to me all the time.
I've lost my train of thought again. Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, going back to the music again, I know you said Johnny Cash and Taylor Swift are two of your major influences.
Yeah, I know there's two very opposite people.
But, hey, whatever. You know, whatever works.
I have a new person I should have told Patrick when he called in as someone to add, but I really like the Civil War. Well, I guess they're not a duo anymore, but the Civil Wars are some of my favorite music, too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I did have just a couple more questions for you, and then we'll kind of wrap things up here. Let's see. Hold on, if I can find the questions real quick. I probably asked you this the last time you were on, but what is your favorite place to play?
My favorite place to play, probably the Row. Just because now too, I know everyone there, like who works there and stuff, and a lot of the other performers. So it really has become a lot like a family. So. That's probably my favorite place to play. It just feels like home, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get that completely. Let's see. Just haven't found something else. Here's a fun one.
Okay.
What's currently on your iTunes playlist right now?
Ooh, let's see. I've been listening to a lot of Ron Pope lately, which is kind of random, and a lot of people probably don't know who he is, but he's really, really good. I covered one of his songs once. I don't think it's on my YouTube anymore, but him, I've been listening to a lot of Cam lately with her new CD that's out. So,
oh my God. That thing is absolute perfection, isn't it?
I know. I love it. I've been jamming for sure to that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that CD.
Preach, girl.
And Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton's one of my favorites too. And let's see what else? What else have I been listening to? You know, of course, always Usher.
My
guilty pleasure.
Fun fact. I cannot listen to Usher Byrne without thinking of you.
Well, that is good. That's the way it should be. I'm going to steal that song on my own. I'm going to put it on my CD. I love it. That's so funny. I love me some Usher.
And your Snapchat, a car sing-alongs are like my life. They're like life, you know?
Well, I'm glad you enjoy them. Sometimes I get afraid that I'm a little annoying on social media. I probably am, but, you know, it's fine. But
like,
I do
wow,
like
I'm
to
like,
do some sing-along videos, for sure.
Whenever I see one of your car sing-alongs, I'm like, I wonder what song she's covering now.
Right, you never know. There's a lot of our classics, you know, that we always keep in every sing-along, like some Usher songs, but then... Mm-hmm. There's always some surprises you never know are coming. So
he's covered
it's always a guessing game. What will it be today?
You've covered Katy Perry a lot. You've covered, of course, Usher, obviously.
Yes.
It's
mm-hmm.
always
we
fun.
Enjoy doing some Katy Perry. Yes,
it's
for
always
sure.
Fun.
We have to always do Usher.
Oh, yes. Oh. And speaking of covers, I really enjoyed your Burning House cover. Speaking of covers.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot because that's one I did by myself. So, actually, one of my friends did help me film a little bit of some of the outdoor scenes because I couldn't do it by myself. But but I edited that one by myself and all that stuff. So I appreciate that a lot.
You know, and I think you saw this, but I actually tweeted that thing directly to Cam. I tweeted
you
the cover directly to Cam.
Oh, well, thank you for tweeting that to her. Hopefully she'll see it.
I said something like, you've got to check out this cover. Trust me.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, I'll just fuck it. Like, if one of y'all... a cover song by somebody I'm following, I'll gladly tweet that cover to them and be like, hey, check this out or whatever, you know. So
yeah, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
I think this is I think this will probably do it. So I wanted to thank you again for taking all the time to come on and talk with me today, and you know exactly how I feel about you. You're just one of the sweetest people, and probably one of my favorite guests.
Thank you so much. Thanks. You're one of my favorite people in this world. I appreciate it a lot.
You know, do me one favor, will you?
I will.
Hug your mom and tell her I miss her.
All right, I definitely will. She will love that.
All right. I think I'm gonna let you go and wrap up here, and I will send you that what we talked about pre-show. I'll message that to you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. It was so good to talk to you.
All right, I'll talk to you later, and I'll definitely be talking to you on Twitter.
All right, sounds great. Bye, Cody.
Bye, Megan. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with one of my favorite people in this entire world, the incredibly sweet, incredibly talented Miss Megan Golden. A couple of announcements before I get off here. January 19th at at 4:30 p.m. Central. We have singer-songwriter Sierra Braden, another person who I met at the Row. She'll be stopping by, and I'm working on something for hopefully next week, and maybe the 26th. So I will keep y'all posted on that. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.